Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
EAGLES. Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Tuesday morning edition of Football 24-7 as we get ready for day number 17 of Eagles training camp today. Only 2 practices left, everybody. So enjoy the setup as we have it right now, where we're getting all this access to practice and all this access to training camp. 17th day today, 16 of them in the books, and still some developments happening through these training camp practices. So all of our sights are set on what they are and where they are coming for the football team. Obviously, defensive side is, you know, where the important stuff lies. And you still got a major concern, major questions at corner. All right. John yesterday has officially flipped now to he thinks Ja'Quarian Bennett is going to be the week one starter. It looks like Andrew Mukuba is coming for the safety job. We'll see if he can continue to make strides in that department. Jahad Campbell continues to progress nicely through training camp. Could be trouble for Jeremiah Trotter Jr., but we'll see on that front. But overall, still plenty of things that can go one way or another, and we will continue to follow along and update you guys through all of them. We're going to talk to Johnny Mack this morning, John McMullen. He's heading down to the NovaCare Complex. Is it as musty and nasty out by you as it is by me? I mean, it's one of those, I'm like, let me put on my sweatshirt this morning. It's like a musty, nasty morning out, you know? So I had to throw on the sweatshirt this morning. But good to see everybody in here. I do want to welcome and thank everybody for being here this morning. As always, we've got a great crowd already in here, and it's rapidly picking up. So we appreciate all of you guys. Good morning, Philly. Good morning, John Secunda. Terrence, what's up, brother? Real Zeal's in here. Neil Watson, what's up, Neil? Appreciate it. Jason A-Team. Deshae, what's up, Deshae? He says, I'm always late. Deshae, welcome to Xander time, Deshae. It's my world, and you're living in it, Deshae. All right? Devin says 60 up here in Buffalo. That's not too bad. I don't know what it is where I am right now, but it's not about the temp, Devin. It's more just, you know, it's more just the rain and muck and fog, and it's one of those days, all right? Xander time. What's up, brother? Good morning, Dirty Air. Good to see everybody in here. That's right. We got Hurricane Erin coming up. I'm down by the ocean, so I'm going to go and check out the ocean, see how big the waves get. All right, see how big the waves get this week. Apparently, it's supposed to get some big waves down at the Jersey Shore. All right, down at the Jersey Shore. What's up, Angelo? Good to see all you guys. So a couple of the updates right now that I think are important and relevant are obviously Andrew Mukuba coming along here at safety. You know, I'd like to see him get on the field. I think it's really positive. Look, I've been hard on the player this offseason. I've been saying, I don't know if he looks the part. I don't know if he's the right size. I don't know if all these different things. And, you know, look, I hope I'm wrong. I hope he comes in here and takes the job, wins the job, earns the job, and is a great football player for us. And he's made significant strides toward doing that. And remember, my question with him wasn't future. My question was 2025. What can he do in 2025? That is my question, and right now he's made some really significant strides forward since returning from that injury. Sidney Brown kind of teetering, I think. I think Mukuba is right there on his heels, so we'll see what happens with that. As far as the cornerback spot, I don't really know. You know, nobody wants to – everybody – this is what I don't get sometimes about Eagles fan. And here's Prince. You know, Prince – I've been glazing this team all fucking summer, and Prince calls me Baby Sills now because I say the cornerback spot is it like, isn't it more weird if you're a fan and you don't have a single fucking question? You don't think a single thing could go wrong? Prince, yeah, you've been having it. How long have you been a fan, Prince? You don't think a single thing could go wrong for the Eagles? It's like, you don't live in real world. You know, yeah, I'm not going to sit up here and placate the Prince who doesn't live in the real world. This guy wants me to come up here and not speak my mind. He wants me to not be honest, not be truthful. Sorry, Prince. This is my show. I got no concerns. Xander has questions about the quarterback. He's baby sales. No, I'm not. Shut up, Prince. Sit back, kick your feet up, and enjoy the show, Prince. All right? Kick your feet up and enjoy the show. In all seriousness, the cornerback spot is iffy. I mean, you come into camp, you want it to be Kelee Ringo. 17 practices later, he's not even getting first-team reps. So it's like, you know, what's going on there? What's going on there? They trade for Jacorian Bennett. He looks okay. Only one preseason game so far. He's only been here for 2 weeks, so we'll see if he can kind of steal the job. But I'm not really sure if Vic feels great about any of those guys. You got Jacorian Bennett there. You got Kelee Ringo there. John declared Kelee Ringo out last night. Eduardo says, I'm done with Ringo. Well, Eduardo, you and Johnny Mack both. Johnny Mack says yesterday, he says, I am officially declaring Kelee Ringo out of the race. Okay? I am officially declaring Kelee Ringo out of the race. And I'm like, oh boy. Oh boy. You know, that's not good, guys. That's not good. That's who they want. That's who they wanted to come in and win the job, is Kelee Ringo. And he's just kind of fallen flat, not done enough, not looking good. He got burnt yesterday twice in practice, back to back. So I don't know. Look, maybe the guy can be something someday. It doesn't look like it's going to be here this year for the Philadelphia Eagles. So we'll continue to keep our eye on that. As far as the edge performance right now, kind of a weird comment. Kind of a weird comment about Nolan Smith yesterday from Vic Fangio. You know, don't get mad at me. Listen to Vic Fangio talk about Nolan Smith yesterday, basically moving Jalux to that side because Nolan can't play the other side because of his shoulder. You know, I don't know. Remember the comment when Nolan got drafted that his shoulder was his baby? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Yeah, not particularly the thing you want to be hearing from your starting edge rusher, your number one edge rusher on the football team. But that's where we are with that. And I feel better about the edge than John does. But it is fair to look at it and say, man, can you imagine if Nolan goes down? Now you got Jalux Hunt, Joshua Uche, Azeez Ojulari. That's it? That's your edge rushers? You know, not good. And one of the things I'm wondering about that spot is how much are the Eagles relying on interior pressure? How much have they put their eggs in the interior pressure basket with Jalen Carter, with Moro Ojomo, with Jordan Davis, and saying, look, if we get pressure up the middle, we're not going to be as worried about pressure on the edges? I don't know. I don't know if that's the right philosophy. I don't know if that's the right way to look at it, but I am wondering if that's what the Eagles are kind of thinking. So there's definitely not a lot of depth at that spot. So we'll see what happens with that front. I got Johnny Mack in the green room right now. Let's bring him up here. Let's go to Jay Mack. Joining us here before day number 17 of practice. Johnny Mack, what's going on this morning, brother? How you doing?
Doing well. Two more to go. The penultimate training camp practice.
There you go, John. Two more to go. As you mentioned, day number 17 today. And still, a lot coming out of each practice, John. A lot of changes still in this defense. Not everything is set in stone, Johnny Mack. Where are you going here, day 17? What's on your mind? What are you looking to see here practice today?
Well, I think the most interesting part is obviously the secondary. And I think, you know, Drew Macuba is making the run, the late run. And the cornerback position is still a lot of flux, which is not good at this stage, I would say. But, you know, some of it might be a little gamesmanship from Vic Fangio. I find it hard to believe after 17 practices, that guy, of all people, doesn't have a firm understanding of what he has. Now, he might be in Howie's office saying, yeah, we need more. That's a possibility. But of the guys that are here, I think he's got a good beat on what he has. And right now it doesn't look positive for Kaylee Ringo. I would say Adoree Jackson is sort of the foundation, for a lack of a better term. You know, can he get somebody better than Adoree Jackson? And that's where Ja'Corian Bennett comes in. And he continues to work with Mac McWilliams and try to get him up to speed as quickly as possible, whether that be outside or in the slot. But that's what you're talking about when you're talking about outside corner. And then Cooper in the base potentially, but I still think more likely that that is him playing safety in the base. But, you know, that might have to do with Makuba as well, if he feels comfortable with the rookie in those types of situations.
Yeah, no doubt. John, a lot of questions still at that secondary. Do you feel like John Bennett is a better player than Adoree Jackson?
Well, I think right now he is. I think Kaylee's lost confidence. I think that's a big thing with football players. And he sees up close what a lot of people see. So I think he's taken a step back, and we'll see how he recovers. Because, you know, that's a tough blow when you're getting first-team reps and all of a sudden you aren't. But he's got to fight through it, and maybe if he fights through it, comes out better for it in the back end. But right now he seems to have lost a lot of confidence.
We've seen that happen many times with players, and that is not a good thing if you lose your confidence in this league. John, how many cornerbacks do you think this team is going to keep?
Well, still six, because I think, you know, Cooper's listed as a corner. So again, I'm not big on labels, but they've signaled he can play everywhere. So he can play safety, he can play outside corner, he can play slot corner. So if you list him as a corner, six. But again, you know, Avery Williams is the biggest example of this. He's listed as a wide receiver. He's also been listed as a defensive back and a running back in Atlanta, which tells you not a positional player. But you got to label somebody something, and the Eagles decided to label him a wide receiver. So Cooper's like a defensive weapon, but since he's listed as a cornerback, I'll say six.
So we got Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. Do you think all three that are in the battle will make the roster?
Yeah, barring a trade, they're not getting cut. There's a small possibility they can move one of them, not Adoree, but, and I find it very hard to believe that they would move Ja'Corian Bennett so quickly after they got him, so that would leave a small window for Ringo.
Right.
But he's not getting cut. And then obviously you have Mac McWilliams and Eli Ricks could be the, you know, he could be the odd man out, which is a little bit of a surprise because the Eagles invested so much in him and really haven't given him much of an opportunity to join that competition. I mean, if you think about it, they went outside the building to get somebody else, and they're looking at Mac McWilliams, a fifth-round rookie, before they're looking at Eli Rick. So that to me is not a positive sign.
Yeah, we'll see what ends up happening on that front. John, at safety, I'm not in the room, so you tell me if I'm wrong on this. It feels to me like it's only a matter of time until Andrew Makuba is the starter. What say you?
There's no doubt about that. And it's picking up, and the same thing with Jihad Campbell, linebacker. And linebacker, it's more difficult because Jeremiah Trotter's done nothing to, you know, Ringo's not played well at corner, so you understand it. Sidney Brown has been okay, I would say, and he hasn't done anything wrong either, but he's just been okay. And I'd say Trotter's actually played well, you know, but it's a difficult industry, and it's kind of SOL because they want to get to Campbell. Not to the heavy degree Mukuba is at to Campbell's degree, but they want him to be the starter. And that's what's most disappointing about Ringo, because he was in that category. Different. He's not a rookie, but he was the guy they wanted to be the starter. And as I always say, when you have that GPS programmed, right, you tend to end up there. But they didn't end up there with Ringo. It doesn't look like at least they're going to end up there with Ringo, which tells you how poorly it's gone.
Well, good news for Mukuba. I mean, it's not great news on Ringo, but I think it is good positive news on Andrew Mukuba, John, a rookie player, second-round player, and obviously the injury slowed him down heavily. So for him to be able to come back and kind of make as many strides this quickly, I feel like it's a positive thing. And obviously that was aided and rapidly, you know, improved or rapidly sped up by what he...
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Did in the preseason game with the 2 takeaways, but still a positive development on that front. And what feels like there hasn't been that many positive developments in the secondary this training camp.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, I'll hold debate on that. I don't know if it's positive as much as you want to get to that spot, and we'll see how he handles it when, you know, people are game planning and things like that. Not a clear indication that he's, you know, winning the job as much as I think they want him to win the job. And Vic said it's too close to call, but the difference in the rep count yesterday was pretty significant in Makuba's favor. Well, you know, I go back to last year with Cooper, and the difference between waiting for Cooper, who is, no offense to Drew, but a much higher level, was they had a veteran who played a lot. Now, a lot of people, you know, started to shit on Avante Maddox late in his career here, but, you know, Vic felt comfortable with him from a standpoint of he knew what he was doing.
Right.
They don't have that at safety. Sydney has never really played either because he, you know, the injury in week 18 in his rookie year didn't play much at all. So he's never played either. So they don't have that Avante Maddox stopgap for 4 games. They don't have that option this time. I think if they had that option, we might be having a different conversation.
Yeah, well, John, do you think Mukuba looks the part from your eyes and your eye test? You think he's going to be a good safety? I'm sure he's pretty raw still. He's a rookie, but does he look like he's going to have the chance to be a pretty good safety to you?
Well, he looks like he's going to be a good coverage player. I don't – the other stuff, I don't know. Like, he's been exposed a little bit, lack of size with the big tight ends I've mentioned a couple times. Dallas Goedert, you know, when they're practicing against each other. Njoku's a monster with Cleveland, and Harold Fannin Jr. was even used his body, and he's one of the smaller tight ends. Very gifted as a receiver, but he's not the big 260 guy like Njoku. So a little bit of concern from that standpoint, and that'll also affect run support and things like that. That's not as important. People are going to look at the coverage, and that's what Vic wants. And I think he's going to make plays, and he's a good coverage player, instinctive. And I always say he's very comfortable in space, which is rare for a safety. Safeties are usually not the athletes that receivers are. So if they get matched up with them in space one-on-one, they tend to panic because they're up against it. He's really comfortable, and he doesn't panic because he's a good athlete. So I think he's got his strengths, and I think he's got his weaknesses playing safety.
Yep, good stuff. We'll continue to watch how that develops. Day number 17 today, the second to last training camp practice with full availability to the media. That'll be today. The final one will be tomorrow. Last preseason game will be this Friday evening. John, moving into linebackers, you just mentioned Jihad Campbell. You know, this is an interesting position, John, because it's one where I think there's been a lot of positive in training camp. John, we have N'Kobe Dean right now, injured, not practicing. This is a player who played at an extremely high level last year, and it still feels like we got a lot of depth at linebacker with him on the bench, John. This is not something I expected on this football team. Feels like they got a lot of good linebackers, Johnny Mac. What do you say?
Well, I got one really good one. We know that, and that's Zach Bond, All-Pro, top five defensive player of the year, back in team drill, so that's big. And then they got a bunch of guys who are great athletes and could turn into good linebackers. I'm talking about Munden and Campbell. And then you have Trott, who's just solid, more in the T.J. Edwards mold to compare it to Eagles lore. Not quite as big and physical as T.J., but very instinctive, that type of player, which is, you know, something they could use. But, you know, you got to get Campbell on the field because he's got such a huge upside. And that's where the Eagles are and always have been. And, look, I mentioned it. I'd rather have Zach Bond in that role on the weak side and take him away from middle linebacker. But with Campbell, he's got to play middle linebacker. Now, with Trotter, he could play weak side. So I'm not sure how it's going to look on the field, at least early on. But I don't like mucking down Zach Bond with too many responsibilities because I want him free to roam and free to make plays, which he was able to do in the playoffs. But I think over the grind of a whole season, I think it may start to slow down a little bit because you have so much more responsibility getting people lined up, communicating, things like that. So I don't love it because I like Zach Bond so much. But, you know, it'd be nice to have N'Kobe out there, but yeah, you don't have that. So
yeah,
I think if N'Kobe is healthy and nothing happened, he's the middle linebacker, Zach's the weak side linebacker, and Jihad starts in sub packages. But they don't have N'Kobe, so it's about getting the best players on the field. Jihad's one of the best players. And I think Jihad Campbell's I was thinking about this morning. He is a perfect example of why NFL teams are so stupid. Because you're talking about a potential 50, not all teams like the Eagles and certain other smart organizations, but you got a potential top 15 pick who falls in the draft because he had labrum surgery, and there's some other concerns about his knees and yada, yada, yada. He's not going to be ready until this. He's ready for day one of training camp, and he's going to be ready for week one of the season. Like, who cares if somebody's ready for week one, if they're going to be there for 5 to 10 years? And so many teams are like that. It is astonishing to me. Like, I get it from the fan perspective because everything's about now, and I want
that. Yeah, right, immediate impact, right.
Yeah. But for teams to be that way, it is unbelievable. Unbelievable that this league let the Philadelphia Eagles get Jihad Campbell. Unbelievable.
Well, he's landed, Johnny Mac. Good stuff here. John, any update actually on N'Kobe Dean? I mean, I know probably not much. You're not getting injury updates, but, you know, some people were optimistic he was going to return a little earlier just because of the way he's looked on the field. I always thought you had a good perspective on that, where even if he looks ready, that's the type of injury that really has to heal, you know, deeper than surface level. Any update or idea on when you would project N'Kobe Dean to start to become available for this team?
It's just well into the season. Well into the season. This is a significant injury that, you know, 55% of the people return from. That means 45% don't.
Right.
I tried to be pretty consistent, warn people that, he's not coming back in training camp. He's not coming back early in the season. He's not coming back for week one. Mid-season would be, I think, you know, week six to 10 would, I think, be the best hope. And it could take longer than that. And it's unfortunate because I do think that he had a great season last year. You know, he has been struck by injuries in the past as well. And that's the brutalness of this league, out of sight, out of mind.
Yep.
I mean, now all anybody's talking about is Jihad Campbell, and rightfully so. I mean, that's what the league is. But, that's a player that was very good for the Eagles last season. That's the whole group of them on the defensive side of the ball, which we talked about on last night's show. They played so well, all of them. And N'Kobe's not lost from a perspective like the other guys who are out of the organization. But he's lost from the Eagles not having him on the field. And I think that's going to be bigger than people realize, for whatever reason. Didn't resonate how well he played.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with it. Johnny Mac. John, what's the update on today's practice in terms of who set to speak this morning about an hour from now? And then any other updates on today's outlook?
Kevin Petullo's talking before practice, so we'll get to ask him about John Metchie. Not that he's going to tell us about why.
He's going to give you a crock of shit, John. He's not telling you much.
Well, Kevin's pretty good. He'll give you a little bit more than Kellen Moore or Brian Johnson or Shane Steichen on the podium, but... it's not his purview to talk about the whys. It's not his job. That's Howie's job. Hopefully we'll get to talk to him, because this one made no sense to me whatsoever. But I'm sure Howie's got a plan. You're looking at it in a vacuum, which is why you can't look at it, but we don't have that other information.
Right.
I'm sure there's another part to the thinking, but I don't know what that is yet, so... So if you put it just in a vacuum, doesn't make a lot of sense other than what I said. You're just taking a shot on a player you liked in the draft process a couple of years ago, which he has a history of doing, and you're trading a player who was going to get cut for a player that was going to get cut. And you get a quick look at them, and hopefully you get to continue to work with them.
Yep, Johnny Mac, good stuff today, brother. Get down there safe to the NovaCare Complex. We'll be following along on all your work, and then we'll talk to you tonight for a nightcap edition of Birds 365. Day 17 coming up, J-Mac. Thank you, brother.
All right, thanks, everybody.
All right, thanks, John. There's Johnny Mac joining us right here on Football 24/7. I got a little bit of an update here for everybody that's not good for my great listening audience. I do want to welcome and thank everybody for being here. Don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to drop your comments down below. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, as we will be covering this football season morning, noon, and night all year long. There's no more extensive coverage in the digital ether than on Jacob Sports. Okay, so subscribe now. Stay locked in. I appreciate each and every one of you for being here. Here is my dilemma. As I sit here today and I talk to Johnny Mac and I read some of your guys' comments, over my computer screen walks the electrical man, all right, who comes in. And I knew he was coming, but I thought he was coming a little bit later in the morning. And evidently, they got to turn off the power in the house. So they got to fix something on the electrical box in this house. And I can't go much longer. I told him, give me till 8:45. It's 8:40. So I got to run, everybody. I apologize. He said it'll only be off for an hour or two. So I'll be good to go for the afternoon shows, but I can't go much longer. You know, I was feeling the juice this morning, too. All right. Yes, Dig Lord, the electrical man. All right. He's coming, walking through. He's waving to me. I'm on my show. He's waving. He's like, oh, what's up, man? He's like, so I apologize for that, but I do want to help him out. I want to go and talk to him real quick because I've been on the show. So I got to make sure he knows everything. I could show him where everything is and everything and like that. I apologize for it, but we got Johnny Mac done. We got the interview done. I got to say hi to the great people of Jacob Nation. And now I will switch my sights. You know, you go from show host Z, all right, to the blue collar Z, all right? I'm a man that wears many hats, right? Fly, Eagles, fly. Right, Eduardo. Right, Sig Lord. All right, everybody. Love all you guys. I appreciate it, man. Let me go and help this fine gentleman out who's going to help us with the electrical here in the house. These old homes. Anybody you have an old home that's more than 100 years old, get ready to work on it constantly, morning, noon, and night, all right? I appreciate all of you guys. Izzy says, you're a dork. Izzy, you're a dork. Get out of here, Izzy. Prima, appreciate you. Devin, love you. Francis, what's up, brother? Daz, thanks for being here. Fleming, thank you. Fleming, thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. See you next time, everybody.
EAGLES, Eagles.